And thank you for joining us for another Fireside Chat here as part of the Future of Freight Festival. My name is Kaylee Nix. I am a host here at FreightWaves and super excited to welcome Larry Klein. He's the Vice President of Logistics at Bring. Larry, thank you for joining us for this Fireside Chat. And we're going to get into all about Bring, what you guys are, and the specified solutions that you guys are bringing to the industry.
Great. Thanks for having me, Kaylee. Excited to chat with you too.
I'm excited to dig into this because I sat down with your CEO a couple months ago, earlier in the summer, I think around June, talking about kind of where the company was heading and the trajectory it was going. And this was right after that $1 billion valuation hit. You guys have done a lot since then. And right now we're talking about the launch of this delivery hub solution, which is going to be kind of the main focus of the conversation today. Before we get into that, though, can you give us just a little bit of a background about Bring and how you guys play in the space?
Sure. Happy to. So we're a software as a service platform. We work with both retailers as well as logistics companies who are interested in better optimizing their final mile offering and also, increasing engagement with consumers or consignees around experience. So what we're here to do is try to help people have more choice, more visibility, and more operational efficiency around final mile delivery.
And so you guys are a truly cloud-based platform, and you've offered up this new solution, Delivery Hub solution. Can you talk about what that is and why it's really relevant in this space right now, especially as e-commerce is continuing to pretty much dominate the shopping experience?
Yeah, oh, that's my cat. So the Delivery Hub is really an answer to the question around how do we offer up choice to our consumers, right? If you think, and consumers could be on the mind of a logistics company as well as a retailer, but in some cases, same day is really required as part of the business model. Think about restaurant and grocery, right? In other cases, it's kind of an upsell for the retailer to be able to offer up 30-minute delivery, 2-hour delivery, same day delivery. But I think everyone we talked to was looking for a way to manage through the choices that are out there so they can provide kind of a seamless experience to the people in the market that they're marketing to. And that the Delivery Hub is really an answer to that. So at its simplest, it's technology that allows, let's just say, a retailer to really offer up different types of delivery, different choices of delivery providers, different service levels with different requirements, under one umbrella, so that the consumer has a very seamless experience, right? The consumer just gets to pick what they want, and the retailer gets to fulfill that in a really efficient way.
So how does this solution differ from just going out and selecting delivery options that are standardly provided to you on a website? Like if I'm a consumer and I'm shopping, say, on Amazon, and it gives me the option to package all of my products in one package and they're going to get here for this flat fee at this time, or it gives me the option to space out my deliveries and it's going to get here for free, but I'm going to get one next week and I'm going to get one in October of next year. What is the difference between that type of system and the type of system that the Delivery Hub offers?
Well, the biggest difference is that that's Amazon's system. And that level of choice is available with Amazon. No, and that's you brought up a great point, right? So that's what consumers are used to, right? They're used to choosing, like, do I need speed? Do I want to save money? Do I need it on a certain day? Do I need to schedule an appointment? Because we're not just talking about maybe health and beauty aids. We're talking about a couch or a TV, right? So there's all these different requirements. And I think previously retailers decided, in the early days of e-commerce, hey, I'm going to offer up next day, second day, and then kind of economy. And that was good enough. And now what we see is with the explosion of crowdsourced fleets, the ability to fulfill from store, the ability to say, hey, I need it now. Consumers are asking for more options. So just as you laid out all those options, what we want to do is give that capability to many, many, many retailers, not just an Amazon. And that's really the difference.
That makes perfect sense. And that integration as a cloud-based system and software as a solution really gives you the power to do this and to have this broad scale reach for consumers and retailers of all sizes. Let's talk a little bit about that integration process. How does someone get started with pursuing a cloud-based platform and pursuing a solution that is more than just their standard two-day free or right now paid delivery option?
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost, all of these decisions are driven by the business. You know, what does the business want to accomplish? Where do they compete? How do they grow? And how does having more options at delivery support your business goals, right? It's not just saying, I want to do it. It's saying, why do I want to do it? What do I want to hope to achieve? Why am I investing in this? And so we help a lot of retailers kind of walk through that process to really understand the impact of investing in this and then ultimately rolling it out. And then the cool thing, Kaylee, is the decisions you make today don't limit you from changing your path or looking at other options down the road. That's actually the beauty of a cloud-based solution, is that we're always going to be developing, and then the customer is always going to be developing their strategy. So for instance, today someone may say, I have my own drivers, my own vehicles. I just want to manage those. And we can help them do that in a more efficient way than maybe they do it today. But tomorrow they may say, hey, I need to integrate with 5 different crowdsource providers, and I need to have different providers in different geographies, and I want to have different service levels in different geographies. And so it starts to get really complicated, right? Because all of those decisions have to happen at checkout in real time. And so that's where we really fit, is if you're looking at the world and saying, I know it's only going to get more complex, and I want a platform that's going to help me deal with that complexity, even if I don't know what it really is yet, I know that I'm prepared.
Larry, I think about my shopping experience and the shopping experience of people that I come into contact with all the time, specifically thinking of my mom on this one, because she just talked to me about how frustrated she gets when she goes to order something. She has a lot of like landscaping architecture type of stuff. So she orders big bulky items sometimes that take, you know, specialized delivery often. And so she was mentioning to me, you know, she's, Kaylee, I get so frustrated when I can't really have this one touch or this very easy solution to figure out how to get my stuff to me, right? Like, she was like, why haven't people figured out by now how to just make it easy on me to say, I want it this day, this time, boom. Are these the types of demands that you guys are seeing from consumers? And is this what kind of the trend is forward, and where other companies that need to offer these delivery solutions, is this where they need to head?
I mean, we can contact your mom if that makes your life easier. We can certainly talk to her directly. But to answer your question, yes, that's a perfect example, right? Because I think, and when I say historically, it's really just been over the last maybe 20 years. So we're not talking about horse and buggy, but, you know, historically, a lot of retailers have, especially for specialized delivery, so big and bulky items that require appointments, require drivers and helpers to actually enter the house. In a lot of cases in the past, retailers would outsource that to a delivery provider. And the level of service and communication that you would get was very mixed across the industry. And there are some awesome delivery providers who do a great job of this. And then there are some who haven't focused as much on this. And I think from the consumer's perspective, from your mom's perspective, she holds the retailer accountable. That's who she spent her money with. And that's who she expects to manage this process. And she's not alone, right? So that we hear that all the time from the retailers we talk to, and even from the logistics companies we talk to, their customers are the retailer. And they're held accountable for a really high level of communication with the consumer. And that communication is not always about speed. It's about predictability. It's about letting the consumer know when something's going wrong. It's about delays. It's about when you show up to someone's house and maybe something got damaged in transit, or they want you to take away the old mattress when you deliver the new mattress. And making that really easy, you know, making it so that the driver and the helper know exactly what they need to do when they get there. There's no confusion. There's no question. There's no, I have to call back to the office. We didn't know anything about that. It's really kind of streamlining that whole process. And then, you know, just taking one step back from there, just scheduling people at home. Now, obviously, during COVID, it was a little easier. Everybody was home. But in back to the normal world, it's really important to be able to say to a consumer, hey, here are your delivery options. What works for you? And then behind the scenes, the technology is actually picking very efficient delivery slots for the delivery provider, for the retailer, and presenting them to the consumer. So in the perfect world, it's the most efficient spot for cost, and the consumer is getting the delivery when he or she wants it. And that's really the goal of the technology and of our company.
So now that we're back to more of a normal world state, I'll put that in air quotes for now, but we are seeing more people returning back towards a normal working schedule where they're out of the house for a long period of time, where they're still continuing to order online, but they have these concerns about, is my stuff going to sit outside? Is it going to be prone to thieves? Am I going to be missing my drop-off appointments? It's harder to schedule. So you have people demanding more flexibility out of their supply chains and out of their delivery providers, but also still expecting that same quality of service and same level of speed. How do you guys navigate those hurdles, and how do you help other retailers or delivery providers navigate those hurdles as well?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. I think there's been a proliferation of cool ideas in the space, whether it's, you know, alternative pickup points, drop-off points, whether it's codes to get into somebody's garage so you can secure a parcel when they're not home. Could be delivering to the office instead of delivering to home, and the ability to change that because you thought you were going to be home, but now you're actually, you know, at the office in sort of a hybrid work environment. And so, you know, we think about those things all the time, and the platform is really built to be flexible around how a retailer needs to communicate with their consumers and to anticipate some of those changes and to make it easier, right? I mean, that's the whole point of all of this is stuff happens and changes have to be made, and the process just can't break as those things are going on. Now, some of those you can plan for to say, hey, I deliver a type of product where I want someone to be able to drop it off at an alternative drop-off point to ship it, and I want them to be able to pick it up, and we'll plan for that ahead of time. And others are saying, hey, this may happen at some point during the delivery process, and I want to be able to present those options to my consumers.
Right. So let's talk specifics before we let you go today. Can you give me one or two specific examples of where this delivery hub solution has been actually deployed? Who's using it? What are they saying about it? And how has the general reaction been to this type of solution?
Sure. I'll give you a couple of examples. So we have a large grocer client in Europe, and they started with our delivery hub at a very small scale, 30 locations. And they were able to scale up to 1,000 locations. They're managing not only their own fleet, but also third party fleets. Their own fleet, they're actually have a huge move into using EVs. And so their preference would be to deliver it themselves. You know, it's their carbon footprint gets reduced dramatically. They manage their costs. The service levels are really high. But sometimes you get inundated with orders and you have overflow, right? And you have more orders than your own fleet can handle. So in that case, they can use the hub to source to other crowdsourced fleets. The hub itself, it can make decisions around cost, can make decisions around service, can make decisions around the capabilities of the fleets themselves, you know, which geographies they service. And that can all happen in real time. So that's while somebody is in checkout. Like, we're making those decisions on behalf of the grocer. So the results have been, obviously, they've been able to scale this program dramatically. And it's been a huge boon to their revenue, not only obviously during COVID, but they feel this is the wave of the future. And if you look at the grocery space, there are tons of rapid grocery delivery companies that are offering a 15-minute delivery from dark stores. So that's, in some cases, that's who they have to compete to. And those companies didn't exist 2 years ago. Right. So that's the flexibility that you need as you strategize. It's not like 5 years down the road. It's, you know, could be 6 months. So that's one example. And then we have a retailer here in the States who use us for both curbside pickup and also delivery. And we look at those two activities in the delivery hub as orders. Right. So from our perspective, it's either you're going to come pick it up as the consumer or the retailer is going to deliver it to you. So we manage both of those under one platform. The cool part about the curbside is it can notify the store personnel that the consumer is on the way, that they've arrived, where they parked, You can meet them, make that a very easy experience. For the deliveries, this was a party supplies retailer who had some deliveries that could fit in a sedan. And I don't know if you've ever gotten like balloons delivered before, but those can't fit in a sedan, like if you order 10 or 20 balloons. And so, again, we have to figure out like what size vehicle is going to show up, which provider is going to show up, and all under a branded experience to the consumer, because the consumer doesn't care about any of that complexity. They just want to receive their order and be communicated to in a timely fashion. So that's really what we do.
You know, I've forced a bushel of balloons into the back of my car and I drive a Ford Escape. It's not a fun thing to do. You just don't want to do it. So there you go. I love those examples. I love that. Larry, thank you so much for joining us today for this fireside chat. Give us a quick little update or a little sneak peek. What's next for Bring?
Oh, God, there's so much, Kaylee. But the big things that we're working on right now are really opening up our platform. We really want to be the conduit between delivery providers, retailers, and consumers. And we want to make it as easy as possible for all three of those kind of constituencies to communicate and drive commerce. When we say we want to open up the platform, it's really around, you know, we have customers who want to build their own capabilities on top of our platform, and we want to allow that. We have system integrators who want to implement our platform on behalf of their customers. We want to allow that. We have really big plans for the delivery hub to expand out the number of delivery providers and have them. Today, they can self-integrate, but we want to make that even easier. So we're looking to truly democratize delivery, because your example of Amazon is the best example, right? Every retailer, every delivery provider, everyone should be able to do that on behalf of whoever orders from them. And that's what we want to be able to do.
Oh, awesome stuff. Larry, thank you so much again for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. Take care. And hopefully that you enjoy checking out the rest of the Future of Freight Festival as well.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Kaylee. Appreciate it.
Of course. We've got tons more content coming your way. So make sure that you stay tuned, stay active in our live chat as well. And thank you guys for joining us and being a part of our Future of Freight Festival here at FreightWaves.